Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having an absolutely wonderful day today. And just give everybody an update down here at Health Masters. Please be patient with us today. Our phones are very, very, very busy. I'm actually short one man today as well. He actually had to take off for his anniversary, which was good for him. And so I've got more staff in here holding things down. But if you need to just place an order, the website's open 24 hours a day. You're more than welcome to call at any point in time. But understand, there are going to be some phone delays today, as a large percentage of people are calling up not just to order, but to do exactly what I said yesterday, basically ask us what we think about stuff. And if you can do me a favor, if you need to purchase something or you have a supplemental question, please feel free to give us a call. That's what we're here to help out with. If you have a question about what's going on globally or what you need to do, please listen to the show updated daily or live like a lot of you are doing right now. I had a customer call in yesterday, great customer, and but he's like 4 days behind on the show. So he wanted to call me to find out what was going on right now, and I told him, I said, our phones are in queue pretty much all day long. I don't have a bit of problem talking to you for a minute, but I have to be respectful to all of our listeners and all of our customers, and we're trying to keep you guys as updated as possible every single day with this show. So if you're behind 3 or 4 days, I suggest you push through it and get to the updates or listen to the live show right now, as what we're seeing with this virus, it is escalating rapidly now in China, and we've seen that the numbers went up like 30% overnight, which is not at all what they've been telling us, and it appears exactly what Dad and I have been saying. They've been artificially suppressing these numbers or intentionally suppressing the numbers of infected over there, exactly what all the researchers have been saying and the scientists and the doctors have been saying all week, is that they're pushing close to 100,000 cases right now, is what they are saying. And so, of course, the mainstream China came out now and said there's 7,700 cases, which is up like over 1,500 just from yesterday. And now Senator Tom Cotton is raising Cane, basically saying we need to shut down all flights from China to the U.S., as Russia has already closed its entire 2,600-mile border with China. Israel has completely shut down all commercial flights with China. Russia, multiple other countries are shutting down all flights with China. But yet, for some odd reason, the U.S. is still allowing flights in from China, which is boggling my mind, and we've been talking about all week. And that's what Senator Cotton also said. If you guys missed this, this was quite troubling. The CDC announced that the 195 American citizens who returned from Wuhan, China yesterday will not be under quarantine and will be let out of the military base from the March Air Reserve Base in California. You guys remember yesterday I told you they grabbed 195 American citizens on a charter flight out of Wuhan, brought them into Alaska, monitored them in Alaska for a couple hours, then flew them down to California and dropped them off at the Air Reserve Base in California. Well, now it apparently has come out from the CDC that they will not be under quarantine and they will be allowed to leave the airbase, and that they are essentially going to monitor them at their homes in variation over the next 2 weeks. They said the CDC will monitor the passengers for 14 days as a suspected incubation period of the disease will help the state and local physicians figure out what is going on. But they're not under quarantine at the military base like they originally said they were going to have them. They're literally letting them out in general population for the next indefinite, unless they start showing symptoms, they're going to be quarantined. Me personally, I think this is a really, really, really bad move. If I was in Wuhan, China, and I was getting a charter flight out with the last minute detail out and they were bringing me back in, I would have no problem self-quarantining at a military air base simply for the reason, out of respect for everybody else in the country. And we know this thing has a 2 week incubation period. There's a high probability out of the 195 passengers that there are going to be some of them that are symptomatic in the next 2 weeks, which means anybody that they're exposed to in those 2 weeks, as we've already seen, can be contagious, because this stuff is contagious even without any symptoms. So I just want to give everybody a heads up on that, that it almost appears, and again, this is my opinion, It almost appears the CDC is trying to make sure we have some type of outbreak in the United States, as almost every other first world country is trying to actively avoid anybody from getting exposed. It's so far to the point that Italy, there was a big giant cruise ship that came into Italy, basically in the port of Civaccia, and they basically came in with 6,000 passengers. The problem was there were basically multiple passengers from Hong Kong, two passengers who were isolated on board for flu-like symptoms and high temperatures and breathing difficulties. They quarantined the whole doggone cruise ship. 6,000 passengers and 1,000 crew members are not allowed to leave the ship. They're locked down. Not even Italy is not even allowing anybody off the boat at all. Which, I mean, that's kind of rough if you're on the cruise ship. And this is why I've kind of not really gone on cruise ships anymore. I used to love them when I was younger, but it's always kind of scared me. Is there a floating petri dish? If something occurs, they quarantine that ship. They put guards around the outside and they pull the, you know, the catwalk off from the boardwalk. You're not getting off the boat unless you decide to jump off in the water, and then you got to deal with a whole other ramifications of doing that. So just some heads up on some things that are happening right now, Dad. I'm sure you're getting some more intel as well as I have been getting overnight.
A lot, awesome. A lot's coming to me from all over the country and all over the world as far as sources. Cruise ships, one of the worst ideas right now that you could possibly get involved in. I was on a ship years ago. Gosh, it's my last cruise. It was with Holland America, a Carnival ship. I highly recommend that nobody ever gets on a Carnival ship or a Holland American ship. One of the filthiest ships I've ever been on. Food would sit on the tables, you know, discarded food, discarded plates for hours on end, not enough staffing. And then we had this virus run through the ship with projectile vomiting, and we couldn't get off. And they were literally forcing us to use hand sanitizer everywhere we went. I mean, every 100 yards, you have to do hand sanitizer again. And it was ridiculous. And, I mean, the kids got sick. I didn't get sick. Sharon didn't get sick. We made sure we kept our hands washed. We made sure we had enough vitamin D and C and all the things I'm going to talk about right now. And Sharon and I stayed healthy. But all the kids got sick. And Savannah ended up with projectile vomiting, my youngest daughter. And then we got to the Cayman Islands, exactly what you said. It was like we were a plague ship, a death ship. I mean, they didn't want us to get off the boat. And all of the stuff, a lot of the taxis just disappeared when we showed up. They didn't want to, basically, we were on Grand Cayman. They didn't want us even coming on shore. And then all the taxis were like sanitizing themselves after, you know, they're going and spraying all the cabs down after we got off the boat. It was that sick. We had people coming off in body bags and on stretchers and everything else. You know, the body bags were later. People were dying on the ship. It was absolutely horrendous, and people were getting sick. I saw them bring off stretchers of sick people when we got to Miami. The CDC was there. But now let me say something, though. A lot of people die on cruise ships. You know, you just don't hear about it. A lot of old people die on cruise ships. A lot of people know they're about to die, and they grow on. For some reason, they want to go on a cruise to die. I mean, don't figure that. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's what happens. I'm not picking on Carnival for that one, because that happens all the time. But I did see the people being taken off by the CDC. They met us in Miami. Huge delays getting off the boat because of this viral thing that was on the ship. So it's one of those things, you don't want to be in a confined area. And if you are going to be on a cruise ship, make sure you've got a cabin with an opening door so you can air out your cabin, so you don't have to do the ventilation from the inside of the ship. Just a sidebar. Secondly, it seems strange to me too, Austin, that countries all around the world are stopping air flights coming in from China. Now, let me share something with you guys very quickly. If you're on an airplane that air recycles, let's say you've got 400 people coming out of China on a big old huge airliner, 747 or whatever, 300, 400 people, and you've got 1%, 4 or 5 people basically have this coronavirus, and they're asymptomatic, they're not showing any symptoms, and so you basically get on the airplane with them, and you fly for 12 or 14 hours recirculating all their air, but they're shedding viral compounds. They're shedding the virus as they are on this plane with you, and you're inhaling it, which is, remember, these are basically rhinovirus. They go through the eyes and through the nose, and all of a sudden, you don't even realize that you're sick. You don't show any symptoms. You're not sick for 2 weeks, but you start shedding. This is so insanely stupid. I don't even know what to say, unless they're intentionally trying to infest the United States with this stuff. See, the problem that we have here is that the flu, every year, we get about 5 million cases of the flu worldwide. and about 650,000 people die every year from the flu. So these numbers are just massive compared to the coronavirus. The problem is, it's not that this is not happening every year, but, you know, only a small percentage of the people who get the doggone flu die. With the sample size that's been done now with the coronavirus, it's a 15% fatality rate. So if you had 5 million cases of people, you know, coming down with the flu, you know, 10% would be 500,000 people or so. So you'd have almost a million people, you know, coming down with this thing, more than that. 10% would be 650,000. I'm not going to try to do the numbers in my head. It would be so huge with the number of people coming down with an 83% infection rate, 15% death rate, that we'd have literally millions and millions of people dying every single year from this coronavirus, which has extreme symptoms, including bleeding of the lungs, et cetera. It's almost like an Ebola-type compound that was put together in a petri dish or a weapons bio lab. You think they did that? I don't know. You know, there was all that research that was being done, and several of these guys from China now have been indicted as far as saying that they've been involved in some of this stuff and working in our labs. But, you know, here's something we got to realize. You know, this coronavirus is not a joke, okay? And if we can stop it from coming into our country, we'd probably be okay because of the cleanliness in the United States. But, you know, we've got to realize something here that we have to understand. Most people have suboptimal levels of C, D3, and iodine, and vitamin A, but we have plenty of that with our multiple vitamins. These nutrients have antiviral abilities and are able to support the immune system when it's under viral attack. If you're ill, even if you're not ill, I'm telling you, you need to be taking 3 to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C right every day. That's number one. You know, you can also do 1,000 milligrams per hour until you get diarrhea. You think, well, why would you get diarrhea? Well, there's several things you can do. Number one, too much vitamin C will cause diarrhea. But what it does, when you develop diarrhea, it cleans out your intestinal tract. Because what you don't want to do, and this is going to get real personal now, is get constipated if you get exposed to something. If you get plugged up, you're going to have a much higher probability of coming down with something, just how it works. Now, basically, you can take the vitamin, you know, the vitamin A and the D, it's important, and the C and the iodine. But if you're coming down with something and you're trying to fight infections, you can actually increase your the vitamin D3 up to about 50,000 units a day for about 4 or 5 days. Then you can back off of it to the 10,000 I use a day to load your body up. Iodine is essential to not only fighting off an infection, but it's also necessary for proper immune system functioning. There is no bacteria, there is no virus, there is no parasite, there is no fungus that is known to be resistant to iodine. I mean, you know, our iodine levels have fallen almost 60% over the last 40 years. And, you know, the U.S. RDA for iodine is completely and totally inadequate. You can't maintain your health with that amount they're telling you. You need to take at least 12.5 milligrams a day. That's one of our capsules a day of the nascent iodine that we carry. You could take two of them a day if you'd like, 25 milligrams a day. You could also bump it up to 50 to 100 milligrams a day as far as a loading phase. It's your first sign you start coming down with something. Now, iodine can cause adverse effects. It's best used basically, you know, in moderation and not in high dosing all the time. But remember this, guys. To prevent becoming ill, you have to have a properly responding immune system. You've got to take these supplements, the C, the D, and the iodine daily. And you need to get off of sugar. Refined sugar has been shown to negatively alter the function of the white blood cells for hours after ingestion. So important. You got to drink water, too. Half your body weight in fluid ounces of distilled water every single day. It keeps your body hydrated. You know, conventional medicine really has little to offer to prevent or treat coronavirus other than telling you to wash your hands. And this is why everybody's looking to alternative health and supplementation right now as far as getting healthy and staying healthy. Now, remember, this coronavirus basically is a bad thing. But it doesn't mean it has to be a death sentence, all right? It doesn't mean you have to come down with it because 83% of the people are getting it who are exposed to it, but 17% aren't. Now, you got to ask yourself a question like that. Why is that? Well, probably because they're high in C and D and iodine. Now, remember, if you do get this stuff, you need to find yourself a medical doctor in your area that can administer vitamin C intravenously. That's really, really important. But it's also very expensive. It's about $100 a treatment, $150 sometimes. The vitamin C in high concentrations like that in the bloodstream will convert to hydrogen peroxide. And that really, really helps to keep people healthy and to restore their immune systems. But also, it's so important that we remember that the majority of the people who come down with the flu, who end up with pneumonia, it's because of a cytokine storm. I'm going to cover that again. I've been telling you this stuff every single day, and I've got to tell it to you again. When your macrophages, your white blood cells, when your T cells, and all these things don't have sufficient quantities of vitamin D3, they cannot activate. When they cannot activate, they release a chemical messenger called a cytokine, which is an inflammatory response. And this continues to cascade through the body, causing a cytokine storm. It's the cytokine storm that causes the fluid to be retained and the fluid to fill into the lungs, primarily from a lack of D3. Now, am I going to say that you're not going to have this stuff happen to you? Well, a lot of it depends on your immune system, how you've taken care of yourself. If you're 100 pounds or 200 pounds or 300 pounds or 500 pounds overweight, all right, your immune system is pretty impaired already. If you're living on sugar and junk food, your immune system's pretty impaired already. You've got to be careful with your immune system, especially right now. You've got to start thinking about what we talk about on the show all the time, and that's maintaining a healthy lifestyle. You know, I monitor my weight every single day. You say, well, that's obsessive. Well, okay, whatever. You know, you think about it however you want to think about it. It's what I do. It helps. If I'm up a pound, I lose a pound. If I'm up 2 pounds, I drop 2 pounds. I just monitor my intake like that. It's just easier for me. You think, well, I don't want to do all that. Well, then find a way to make it. Do it once a week, but you got to monitor yourself. You can't let yourself gain a pound a month. A pound a month is no big deal for the first 10 months. It's really not a big deal. After 10 years, it starts to add up pretty quick. After 30 years, you're pretty big. And see, this is the thing that you've got to realize. A lot of people don't try to moderate when they start gaining weight, and you have to learn how to do that. But it's the cytokine storms that cause all of these problems, guys. And I try my best to try to relate this. In fact, yesterday, I basically did a bunch of research on this again. And one of the articles here from the vaccine reaction said, it's the cytokine storms we should worry about. And I've got this posted on the Health Masters website. But, you know, we have to get to the point that we understand that our immune system has to have a certain amount of nutrients to function properly. And if it doesn't have these nutrients, basically the body doesn't know what to do, and it overreacts by releasing these cytokines. And Dr. Russell Blaylock has done extensive research in this and has written extremely good articles on cytokines. You can pull them up. Pull up the article. It quotes Dr. Russell Blaylock. Okay? So we have all of these things are happening, causing this massive inflammation in the body, which is also causing the massive fluid buildup in the lungs. D3 helps to mitigate that in the vast majority of cases. Now, am I saying that every one of you who stays on our supplement program, that you're going to stay healthy? I'm believing that in my heart, and I'm praying for you guys every day. But invariably, you're going to be exposed to something. You're going to come down with something. And you need to increase your chances of survival with a disease that has a 15% death rate, according to the current statistics that we have, by making sure that you're loaded up with the C and the D and the iodine. Now, most people aren't talking about the iodine. They don't talk about the iodine. They don't understand what iodine does. Iodine is so important. And most people aren't talking about, you know, the D3. They're just talking about taking vitamin C. It's not enough. Vitamin C will not by itself activate the macrophages. Now, it's a critical component of the immune system. We talked about it yesterday. But it by itself will not do this to the level it needs to be done. It will not mitigate a cytokine storm. But it will go in and kill viral loads in the body. It will help do that, because especially intravenously because of the hydrogen peroxide. But there's all kinds of natural things that you can do using supplements and eating clean and not eating sugar that's going to make a huge difference. Now, Austin talked about what's happening as far as in the world right now with all of this stuff. And, you know, now they're saying that the scientists have developed a vaccine. Okay, suddenly we have a vaccine now. We have a vaccine in 1 week. But warned it'll take a year before it could be dished out. Okay, that means a year. Okay, that's interesting. But, you know, do you really want to be the first guinea pig on a coronavirus vaccine? In New York, coronavirus are basically fearing the people in New York as paramedics who are wearing hazmat suits whisk a Chinese man to the hospital from a budget hotel. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, the guy got sick. He came out of China. And they come in hazmat suits to take him out. That's probably not a bad idea. Three Japanese citizens evacuated from Wuhan test positive for new coronavirus that has killed 170 so far. this is what they're telling us, as the Philippines and India become the latest countries to confirm these cases. And guys, if you ever go to these third world countries, and I know many of you have, these people live in squalor. Some of them are living in, you know, in dung huts, grass huts, with floors made of dirt, no running water, and no hygiene. Kind of like the homeless community in San Francisco, in these giant tent cities that house sometimes in the thousands and thousands of people in our major cities that are democratically controlled, because this is what they say we need to do. I mean, it doesn't make any sense how any of this stuff is actually supposed to be healthy. By the way, the UK right now has got a bunch of really mad people, and they're saying, why can't other countries sort this out, but we can't? They're saying the United States is pulling their people out of China, but we can't do it in the UK. Fury as the shambolic UK government turns to the military to the rescue 200 stranded Brits after China blocks the coronavirus airlift, but the US, Japan, and France are bringing hundreds home. Now, think about all of this. Why in the world is this happening with Great Britain over in China? And it also goes on to say that all these will be posted at the Health Master's website. Why is it so that the U.S. government was due to send a plane to pull people out of Wuhan yesterday, but it was blocked by China, this U.K. government? The flight is now expected to go ahead on Friday, but passengers say they don't know when or where. The U.S. and Japan have already managed to evacuate flights, but they should be quarantining these people. One labor person said that people will wonder why other countries can manage to sort this out, but the U.K. cannot. Well, I can tell you why. The U.K. has a dysfunctional government, just like the United States does. It's basically being controlled by the upper levels of the elite money people. Guys, right now, Chief Justice Roberts, okay, this guy who's completely compromised, everybody knows he's gay, doesn't want anybody to know he's gay, plus he's got all kinds of other weird stuff, has shut down Rand Paul's question on the alleged whistleblower. So now we don't even know who the alleged whistleblower is going to be, and we can't even bring up a question about it. Supreme Court Justice Roberts on Wednesday blocked an attempt by Senator Rand Paul, blocked the attempt to pose questions regarding the so-called whistleblower, the individual who sparked the House Democratic Partisans impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. Now, here's the thing. If the whistleblower is credible, let him come forward. Let him come forward. If he's not credible, then we need to do something about this entire investigation and go back to the roots. Now, Rudy Giuliani basically has gone over there to the Ukraine. And what this is, this is a giant mafiosa group over there that runs the Ukraine. A lot of the Russian oligarchs are mafiosa. A lot of them are Jewish mafiosa, because we've talked about this many times on our show. You've got the Russian mafia, you've got the Jewish mafia, you've got the Italian mafia, you've got the Catholic mafia, you've got the Irish mafia. All these organized crime groups worked in concert together with the international banking cartels in order to basically launder their money. We've seen this repeatedly. And it's all going back through the Rothschild banking cartels, who are the nexus of all of this. And without this Sabbatean Kabbalist Rothschild group of Luciferians who run the international banking community, none of this would be possible. And this is the crazy thing about all of it. Here's what really Giuliani has found out. This is pretty strong. He's taking his case directly to YouTube, and he's basically going in and talking about this. The Ukrainian oligarch Mykola Zelensky is also – basically, that's a Jewish name, who was the sole owner of the Ukrainian energy conglomerate Burisma Holdings, bought Joe Biden's protection for somewhere between $5 and $8 million to help him keep his company, which he still owns, plus over $5 billion, which he previously stole from the Ukrainian state, over $3 billion, which came from the U.S. foreign aid. Zelensky had fled Ukraine after the U.S. 2014 Maidan coup. Biden made it safe for him to return and to prevent the Ukrainian state from seizing his billions. Giuliani is prima facie evidence, has prima facie evidence of both the bribery and the complex money laundering operation that enabled all of the above. Part of it involved hiring Hunter Biden, who did nothing to receive millions. The prosecutor investigating all of this, Viktor Shokin, who Biden had fired, almost didn't survive an assassination attempt by mercury poisoning. There's more. You know, this is absolutely crazy. Over the course of the next few weeks, Giuliani will be laying out the case against Biden, the State Department, and several Democratic legislators with video testimony from members of the Ukrainian government. The Ukrainian witnesses have been denied entrance into the U.S. by the corrupt State Department. There we go. And their testimony has been studiously ignored by the FBI, the criminal mainstream media, who are Rothschild controlled. Remember, I just said they're the ones who control the Nexus, will either attempt to ignore or to ridicule all of this. Now, it's interesting if you go back and you look at it. This involves corruptions of all kinds, and it is complicated by the fact that there's been a deliberate effort to keep the information from everyone. These witnesses, basically, that Giuliani is going to discuss and present to you as if it were a trial, have all wanted to come to the United States, were blocked by the American Embassy, by the State Department, by the FBI, and to some extent, and even when they hired a lawyer to represent it, presented to the Justice Department, and even the lawyer made it clear that involved in intrusions, proven intrusions in the 2016 election that involved the activity of then Vice President Biden that was involved in the collusion as well as corruption. See, the Rothschilds don't want you to know this because they control our government, control our media, control our money. So they're stopping all of this. But you got to remember who these guys are and how in the world they got involved. Now, it's interesting when you take a look at this. You know, there are minimum, at best, of two minimum bribes. You know, the, Joe Biden tells Poroshenko that he must fire the prosecutor or he won't get his $1 billion loan guarantee. Yeah, the other bribe basically is going to come out later is something that's going to be even more shocking, they said. It involves then-President Joe, Vice President Joe Biden. It involves collusion on part of the White House and some part of the officials of the Democratic National Committee in the embassy. So all of this stuff is going to get exposed, maybe, but it's not going to become exposed through this impeachment trial because they won't let these guys come over and testify because they're doing everything they can to make this a circus sideshow and to block the news media, owned by the Rothschilds, 95%, from telling you all of this stuff. We're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars in bribes, payouts, illicit gains. All of this stuff controlled through the international organized crime efforts. Guys, this is who runs the United States of America. This is who prevents us from hearing the truth. And shows like this one that go out and we tell you these things, you know, we're going to become fewer and fewer. I was talking to Karen yesterday, and she basically told me, I was telling her, you know, that probably 80% of the alt talk shows, include that's all shows, the small ones, the big ones, et cetera, are probably compromised in some way or another, 80%. And she said she thought it was higher than. I said, well, when you get to the highest level of the talk shows, the ones that have tens of millions of audiences per day, you know, this is now you're talking CNN, Fox, Breitbart, all these other big people as far as their reach, probably 95% of those are compromised in some way. And you think, well, why is that? Well, guys, it's because of the money again. These guys have the ability to withhold funds. Look at what's going on. Right now, there's a high probability that the FDA is going to make illegal hemp sales again in the United States. They're working on doing it right now. I mean, they have so prosecuted and gone after people that are selling hemp products online, like CBD oil, that it's unbelievable. Even though Trump signed an executive order in order to facilitate it, they're doing everything they can to stop it because of the Rockefeller-Rothschild medical industrial complex wants a piece of the action. They want to make this stuff part of a medical protocol. Plus, remember, a lot of people have been able to use CBD oil to come off of opiates. They don't want people coming off of opiates. They don't want people using that particular product to come off of opiates when they're bringing the drugs in from Afghanistan to the tune of $1.5 trillion a year. I mean, we got natural oil, natural gas, and heroin. Those are the three biggest commodities in the world right now. And all of the heroin money is being processed again through the corrupt Rothschild banking institutions. And this is the group that runs the planet. These are the Sabbatean Kabbalists. These are the Luciferians. These are the ones that worship the snake in the tree they call Ein Sof. This is that group. I talked about it. We are the only show that I know of that has done extensive shows on this, except for Tex Mars, who's now gone. May he rest in peace. Guys, it's so important to understand who the enemy is. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, these things in the dark corners. I'm going to tell you this, and I've told you this before. I did a whole show on this a couple years ago. Almost every single thing you've been told to the mainstream media and through mainstream science channels is a lie. Or it's been twisted, or it's been compromised. They don't want you to know the truth. There's some things that are going on this planet, this prison planet that we live on, that's being controlled by these interdimensional entities via the human sacrifice and all the other stuff that's going on that you don't want to know about. Honestly, you really don't want to know. And they don't want you to know about it. And if you try to find out about it, they're going to cover it up or tell you that you're nuts. So guys, it's so important that we understand that we've got to question the narrative on all of this stuff. Like we told you yesterday, Health Masters will not gouge you on prices. We still have the main products that we're talking about today on sale. On sale from our normal prices. We put them on sale to make them more affordable to you guys so you can stay healthy and stay healthier. That's the key here is you, listen to me friends, you, I'm talking to you right now, all my friends that are listening right now, all of you, and all of us at Health Masters, and me and Austin, we're quantumly entangled because of this show. We're linked together interdimensionally because we listen to you, you listen to us, and we're friends. I consider all of you part of my family. I pray for you guys every single day. I prayed for you again this morning. And guys, it's so important that we work together as a team because this show is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger because all of you know that I'm telling you the truth. I'm not gouging you with product prices. I've dropped my prices. I mean, we've had to go to our suppliers and push and push and push to get product here so we can fill the orders with you guys because I want to keep you guys healthy. That's how we're all supposed to work together. That's how we're all supposed to love one another. We're supposed to support each other and help each other to the best of our abilities. I want to thank you personally for getting your supplements through Health Masters. I want to thank you for supporting the show. I want to thank you for your contributions to the show and helping me to support all those girls over in Thailand and all the other things that we do through Health Masters. Guys, I love you guys. I want to keep you all healthy, but I'm going to keep telling you guys the truth. And I'm going to keep exposing more and more and more stuff. I'm trying to be careful with some of the stuff I tell you because some of the stuff is so far out there, it's almost impossible to believe because we've been so lied to for so long. Crazy stuff, Austin. What do you think?
Absolutely. And then one thing I wanted to address, you said this about 10 minutes ago, and I want to clarify this because a lot of people have asked me this. You hear a lot of the numbers from the CDC, and they talk about how 80,000 people died last year from the flu. That's not an accurate number. There are, in most cases, majority of the deaths, they couple together with flu and pneumonia. Now, most people know pneumonia, that the flu vaccine has no impact on pneumonia whatsoever. And in a lot of cases, people get pneumonia simply because they have a compromised immune system or because, as Dad said earlier, it's cause of a cytokine storm for inflammation. Older individuals, very young children, you can be susceptible to pneumonia from a lot of different things. It has nothing to do with the flu vaccine in most cases or the flu itself. So if you look back at numbers in most cases, you'll see that they're heavily skewed when they're reported and they're coupled together. For example, in 2001, the CDC reported that 62,034 people died in the United States from influenza and pneumonia. Now, what always happens is those two numbers get combined during flu season because they go, well, they had pneumonia or they may have had flu before or they may have had the flu and then they got pneumonia after the flu passed, and so it's basically caused by the death. Well, if you look at that number, 62,034, 257 actually got their box checked from dying from influenza. The other 61,777 died from pneumonia. So understand that in
exactly
most
right.
cases, what we see from the flu deaths, actually somebody dying from the flu, is very, very minimal at best in a population of over 300 million people. Now, that being said as well, if the flu actually killed them 100%, they essentially died from some specific reason, and that's why they always tick that. So this is just something I wanted to clarify. Here's the issue that we're seeing with the coronavirus. People aren't just dying from pneumonia during this virus. As I reported a couple days ago, they're dying from organ failure and renal failure. The flu doesn't kill you from renal failure. You don't have full organ shutdown failure when you get the flu. This is what a lot of cases they're showing now, that people that died from coronavirus is they're having full renal failure. Basically, what that means is their kidneys are completely shutting down and failing, and they're bleeding out internally. That's why they're coughing up blood via the lungs. That's why they're bleeding out of the ears. That's what happens with Ebola. It's hemorrhagic fever. You start bleeding out. Your body basically melts from the inside. That's what kind of spooked me with this thing this week. And just not necessarily spooked me, but just kind of got my attention. Let me make that a little bit clear. Because I've gotten the flu before. It's not fun. Hammer your supplements, hammer some Viagra, hammer some D3. You're over with in like 2 to 3 days. I've had it. It's okay. You pass it. You got a good immune system, push past it. But that is something that kind of spooked me about it, and that's why I wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up and clarification that in most cases, the pneumonia is what kills a lot of people, not directly the flu. And now we're seeing that in Ethiopia and Kenya, we have first reported suspected cases of that over there as well. Kenya now is basically showing it. In Ethiopia, they're also saying that there have been multiple individuals that have come in now that are suspected of having the virus, and they are all now quarantined. Three of those people were students from the university in the Wuhan area. Now something that is kind of irritating to me, but it's obviously we're going to see what happens with it down here in Florida. South Florida Group, this just came in from CBS this morning down in Miami. South Florida Group may have been exposed to the coronavirus during a four-day conference at Yale University last weekend. 30 students and three teachers. Interesting, it's 33. Let me just put that out there. From Palm Beach Garden School may have been exposed to the coronavirus and now are being confined to their homes. The group from the Benjamin School expected test results by midweek, but were informed Wednesday there is a backlog on U.S. lab testing for this virus, and they won't hear till possibly the end of next week or the beginning of next week. And apparently there were multiple students there at Benjamin School that basically had kids now that basically had come from that area in Wuhan, and they were possibly exposed to it. So now they're watching them. So again, we're going to have to see what happens down here in Florida. And of course, as I told everybody, and I had a feeling this was going to happen, the Chinese stock market was completely shut down yesterday now. They shut it down. They said they're not reopening it till Monday, which we'll see if that actually occurs as well, because they essentially don't want a massive sell-off. The problem is, if this continues to escalate and they open it back up on Monday, it's going to be an even bigger sell-off, because everybody's going to have the weekend to stew on it and look what's going on. So there's a high probability they're going to shut down. Also, too, if you saw this as well, the Baltic Dry Index just hit almost 80% lower than its September highs. The Baltic Dry Index, which basically tracks rates for capsized Panamax, Supramax vessels, basically boats, essentially, that are ferrying dry bulk commodities, is down a staggering 78% from September. Analysts are associating the relentless slide with an end to front-loading triggered by the U.S.-Chinese trade tensions that now has coupled with this whole virus scare. And if you look back in history, in almost every case, the Baltic Dry Index is a very, very good indicator of seeing what happens before a global economic slowdown. And if you look at the rates, I mean, for example, at the beginning of June, the Baltic Index was right around 1,000. As of today, we're at 557. So this thing's taking a dive right now. And so there's a high probability, and this is what Dan and I said from the beginning. Was this thing an accident with this virus? Was it intentional? Is it going to be just something that kind of blows over eventually like SARS? I don't think so, in the case that SARS lasted almost an entire year, and they've already had more cases than SARS already in China, and we've already seen now that they're massively suppressing the numbers. But is this going to be used? Because I've been saying this for the last year and a half, that 2020 is going to be a very interesting year for the economy. Everything's always cyclical. Everything's always on 10 to 12-year cycles. Everything's on 100-year cycles. You look at the numbers on it, there's a high probability when they started pumping these repo loans into the market last year, they knew that there was going to be something at the beginning of January. Remember, I told you guys yesterday about basically the hedge fund that pumped $1.5 billion in, coupled with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, shorting the market to the end of March 31st. Does that mean we're going to have some massive stock market crash? I don't know. I'm just giving you the numbers that I've seen and the numbers that I'm basically getting from a lot of other people. And we're starting to see here that there may be a trend going down, because the market's up and down, up and down, up and down. But we need to be aware of this as well. Also, too, we're seeing, and this kind of takes it a little bit at a side note, and I wanted to bring this up, in Virginia, the aspect of the Virginia government wanting to disarm the population is well known now. We see that there's a clear push for that. Now the Senate's already passed the multiple bills that we've talked about. They've approved them now. These are the red flag gun laws, the background checks, mandatory. You can't sell a firearm to anybody unless you get a background check. Excuse me. so forth. They've Senate's already passed them now, so they're pretty much going to be signed into law by the North, and we already know that. Now, another bill has just dropped on the table. You won't even believe this. I'm not even joking. It's HB 1627 proposed by Jeremy Boehm, and it criminalizes criticism of certain government officials. I kid you not. Threats and harassment of any kind of certain officials and property, venue is the name of the bill, provides that certain crimes relating to threats and any harassment. The issue with this harassment, if you look it up under here, basically means anything. It can mean bad speech. It can mean basically negative comments. It can mean social media comments. It can mean anything that they consider to be harassment. It's so open-ended, it's nauseating. And it goes to say, relating to threats or any harassment may be prosecuted in the city of Richmond if the victim is, and it goes on the list like everybody, the governor-elect, the lieutenant governor-elect, the attorney general, blah, blah, blah. And it just goes down the line, Justice Supreme Court of Virginia, Judge of Court Appeals in Virginia, etc. In addition, any threats to damage property may be prosecuted in the city of Richmond if the property is owned by any commonwealth and located in the Capital District. So what they're these hardcore comments are smart. I'll tell you right now, they're smart. They know what's about to happen. They know when they start dropping these gun bills in and the governor signs them into law, now essentially any threat to private property, any harassment, any threats verbally, any hate speech, anything that essentially the government of Virginia doesn't like now, if this bill gets passed, it's going to criminalize it, which means now they will have the excuse to go in and arrest anybody for memes, social media post, any type of speech on radio show that discusses the aspect of, hey, if the government of Virginia comes in and wants to take my firearms, we're going to resist it. Hey, whoa, guys, that's harassment. You can't say that. You can't say you're going to resist what the governor's going to do to you. You're supposed to bend over and let them do whatever you do. You can't say this, guys. This is harassment. This is exactly where this bill is going. And this is why we have to continually stand with Virginia and all of our states together to say we are not going to accept a tyrannical government to come in and restrict what we can and can't do. For example, also as well, we see these private sectors with these banks are continually supporting A, the anti-gun legislation, and B, the hardcore transgender homosexual agenda. This has been pushed now for years, and this is something that I wanted to bring up. This is really, really troubling to me because of our children in our school systems nationally. First Third Bank and also Wells Fargo, both of those big, big globalist boy banks, are now saying they're going to halt all contributions for Florida scholarship programs to any private schools that are anti-LGBTQ private schools. They said Fifth Third Bank, which sent $5.4 million last year to Florida's largest school voucher program, which is basically what they put in money to give scholarships so students can go to different schools, primarily private schools as well. They said they're halting all contributions until the state prohibits private schools that receive money from discriminating against any LGBTQ students. This was the thing that I warned about years ago when the transgender agenda started being pushed in the school systems thanks to the gay Kenyan Barack Obama that was in office when he started saying, hey, you have to let these kids, if a boy walks into a girl's locker room and he says he's a girl, you can't say anything to him except come on in and enjoy yourself. When he did that, I said, this is going to turn into a nightmare. And so now what we're seeing is these banks, via their hundreds of millions of dollars that they move around all the time on a regular basis to all these different schools for scholarships, for tax write-offs, they're now going to halt any of their scholarship programs to any private schools that don't go along with the LGBT hardcore homosexual transgender agenda now that's being so pushed readily in public school systems, which this is a big deal, guys. Because a lot of these private schools, they rely on a huge amount of these scholarships. I mean, you start getting multiple millions of dollars every year in scholarships so more students can go to your school because you have a very, very expensive school. All of a sudden now, you start realizing, hey, what do we do? Do we continue to not allow this to occur, and we continue to maintain our principles, and we don't allow this transgender perverted agenda to creep into our school? Or do we have to succumb to the bankers again and allow this to occur so we can keep getting our funding? This was what I was concerned about, and now it is going full tilt. The bank's decision came after the Orlando Sentinel reported last week that more than $105 million from the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship Program, which pays for children to attend private schools, went to campuses with LGBTQ anti-policies last year. $105 million in the state of Florida alone basically went to schools that they are saying are an anti-LGBTQ policy. Now, let me clarify something. They're not anti-LGBTQRSTUZ, whatever they want to name themselves. They're pro-biblical principles. They're private Christian schools, and that's what irritates me with the Orlando Sentinel, that they're not wanting to clarify right here. This isn't a, oh, we want to hate people that are gay. This is what they're trying to basically demonize it as. This is not that at all. These are private Christian schools that say, hey, if you want to openly pronounce your homosexual behavior, we're not going to accept it. If you want to walk around in a dress and you're a guy and you want all of us to call you Susie so you can use the girls' restroom, we're not going to allow that in our school policy. So they're going in now, and the Orlando Sentinel is smearing them by saying these are anti-LGBTQ schools that aren't allowing these things to occur, and they essentially need to be cut off from any state scholarship funding whatsoever. And so when I saw this in the Orlando Sentinel this morning, I was really, really frustrated about this because I was afraid this was going to happen really soon, and it now has happened. They said the Sentinel reviewed documents from over 1,000 private religious schools in the state of Florida that take state scholarships and found that 156 of them that have policies that gay and transgender students can be expelled or basically restricted on what they do if the school opposes their sexual orientation or gender ideology based on religious grounds. This is the way of the Orlando Sentinel saying a private Christian school that doesn't want to have kids walk around and two guys making out with each other or boys running around in dresses essentially are anti-LGBTQ. This is what they're saying here. So I want to kind of bring that up and say this is what's happening all around the country on a regular basis, and now it's happening in Florida, which is what I was afraid of. So be aware of this and understand that you really, really have to protect your kids from this, guys. I can't be any more blunt than that. This is an agenda that is going to rot us in the United States to the very core, like a cancerous sore that doesn't get dealt with, and it just eats down through the bone like MRSA. This is what this is going to do to this country if we do not stand firm and say no. If you want to go do this in the privacy of your own home, that's your right. But if we want to take care of this in our school and we don't want our children being exposed to this, we also have that right. So again, I encourage, if there's private schools around you that are still not going to capitulate to this and they're going to turn down these state grants and they're going to say we're going to do it on our own, I would encourage you to support those public or private schools if you can do so, especially if they really stand firm in light of what's going on right now, because this is egregious, Dad.
You know, Austin, I don't even know how to comment on that. As far as, I couldn't have said anything any better than that as far as explaining it. It's a horrible, horrible situation, but we've got to remember, you know, Cohen was one of Donald Trump's best friends, and he was openly, flamboyantly gay. And Donald Trump has a super, super strong affinity towards the gay community because of Cohen. And the craziest part about this is perhaps along with this Ebola stuff or MRSA or SARS or coronavirus, whatever they want to call it now, and what Trump has done as far as pushing red flag gun laws and enhanced background checks, and having his daughter run around and tell all the congressional leaders to do all of this. This is perhaps, with the lesbian gay stuff into the schools, Trump's gravest betrayal to the United States as far as to the patriot community. Now, we need to realize that, understand this. I mean, Trump is constantly dealing with his erratic, his infantile behavior, his acting like he's 12 years old, picking on people via Texas. I mean, it's very hard to assess his thinking about any of this stuff, but he wants to be the most pro-gay, pro-homosexual administration ever. He said this. You know, but some things are really pretty clear, okay? By any reasonable counting, Trump is little more than a gosh, I gotta say this, pro-gay, unprincipled, whoremonger. He's semi-literate. I mean, he doesn't really read, and he's a megalomaniac. I mean, we know that. But, you know, we've got to understand that he's got an extremely thin margin of public support. He's got a thin margin. I mean, the only reason he's even in the White House right now is because of the Zionist support from the Christian right. That's it. So therefore, he's compelled, and you can almost say almost forced, to appeal to true conservatives by throwing us a bone every once in a while. I'm talking about, you know, me and Austin, you know, the working class and the dissident right who basically have had enough of all of this. But he really, I'll be honest with you, because of his pro-gay stuff, he has no intrinsic interest or desire to help us. He really doesn't. He's got no sympathy for the extreme right and wanting our rights back and wanting to get rid of this LGBT nightmare that's controlling everything through the Kabbalah. This is what they push through their teachings. You know, Trump is literally the epitome of a privileged, wealthy, out-of-touch elite trust fund baby. I mean, who basically does whatever he has to do to stay in power and says whatever he has to say. But he occasionally has to throw us a bone, otherwise he won't have any support from the Christians. And the Christians ignore everything. This is one of the reasons that he basically did this huge land grab on Palestine with this thing with Benjamin Netanyahu this week. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu is a career criminal in Israel. And now basically they're going to steal and make it legal, like we have anything to do with it in the United States, the land that belongs to Palestine, and take the Palestinians and put them someplace else. They won't even say where, just to get them out of the way so they can continue to build their settlements. I mean, it's all screwed up. But the Zionists on the right are screaming, amen, this is great. You know, we on the dissident right, you know, we can basically try to do something with what Trump is doing every bone he throws us. But guys, let me tell you something about Trump. You can't expect much more. If he's been this radically, you know, pro-gun and pro-homosexual his first 4 years, knowing that he has to run for election again in this year, 2020, what's going to happen when we put him back in office? He's going to win the election because these communists don't really have anybody who go against him. And quite frankly, both sides of the political aisle are controlled by these Rothschild Kabbalists. What's he going to do after he gets in the second time? And his actual policies and decisions are going to certainly favor his wealthy bankers and the power brokers that he's put in from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and this group from Israel and the Benjamin Netanyahu people. I mean, this is who he really is. So we can sit here. I didn't sugarcoat this. This is the real reality of what we've got going on in the White House right now. We thought we'd put him in and he'd go against this mess that we've got going on with the international bankers laundering their money from Afghanistan with heroin and all the political cronies. But what have we seen? He was buddies with Jeffrey Epstein. Buddies. Pictures of them hugging each other, you know, hanging out together at parties. You know, we saw that. And notice how all hell has broken loose since Jeffrey Epstein was relocated, I believe, back to Israel. Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. I still don't believe he's dead. Nobody can talk about this anymore. They're escalating everything. They're escalating political theater. They're escalating coronavirus. They're escalating everything, including what just happened with Palestine, in order to get everybody not to talk about what happened with Epstein, who that was the nexus, along with the bankers of the International Monetary Group, that controlled people through sexual blackmail, coercion, and black magic. That's what we're dealing with here, guys. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Guys, stay frosty. Stay healthy. Get off the sugar. Take your supplements. I appreciate every single one of you, and I love you. It's my privilege every single day, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, to pray for you. God bless you guys. Austin, I'll let you finish up.
Yes, guys, and thank you again for the continued support. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter on the website, healthmasters.com. It's in a lot of different specials, articles, the link to the show out every single day. So it gives everybody a chance to be able to have it come right to your inbox every day and kind of get the latest update on what's going on, including all the stuff that's going on with the show on a regular basis, because we send out what goes on today, live, right now. And also, to be sure to vote for what you want to see win for product of the week next week, the one that product that won yesterday. Didn't get to bring it up yet because we were so busy on the show. The Ultimate Immune Booster on sale for 10% off right now. This is basically one of the broccoli seed extract formulas. This is a interesting formula. If you read more on it, it's really, really, really good for the immune system. It's a pricey product considering the dosage on it, but it's also very expensive to make because what they have to do is take actually broccoli seeds and they press them down and get this extract out of them. So you can imagine it's not a easy product to make, nor is it cheap at all, but it's definitely something that I've seen provide really, really good support for the immune system, especially from a cost-effective standpoint. It's probably not something everybody can take every single day all the time, but it's definitely something I would recommend having at least a bottle of in your arsenal so that if somebody is starting to get a little under the weather, so to speak, you can kind of start hammering that along with the vitamin C and D3. But by far, the vitamin C and D3 are the staples that I recommend every day, regardless, no matter what. So be sure to check that out on the website at healthmasters.com. And there's a lot of other products to vote for as we see going on right now. And I still have the products on sale for as long as I can. On the front page of the website, the main ones that we talk about, the C, the D, the iodine, I'm going to keep these up as long as possible. We're still, again, we got more inventory coming in today. I got more on getting literally manufactured right now that I got to go pick up next week with a trailer. So we're doing everything we can to make sure everybody has all the supplements they need. And so, again, thank you for bearing with us. Everything is a couple days behind right now with shipments as we're keeping caught up with stuff. And please, you know, if you have any specific questions about something or you need help with a product, feel free to give us a call. But if you're trying to get updated on the show or what's going on globally, please listen to the show as it helps us out a lot as far as with time management on the phones, so our reps don't have to be answering the same question over and over and over again that I'm pretty much answering and going over with on the show. I really, really appreciate that, guys. So thank you again for supporting healthmasters.com. Just be prepared, as I continue to tell everybody. Stay prepared as always. Don't live in a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind and of preparedness, and always be ready for anything. And if you're always ready, as I told you before, you're in good shape, you train, you eat clean, stay away from sugar, you take your supplements, there's really not a whole lot of stress going on. As long as you use wisdom, wash your hands, and don't go out in heavily populated areas right now if you don't absolutely need to do so. So thank you for the support. Stay awake, stay frosty, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.